So after the incident of the passing of none of you, so Aaron commanded Aaron and his sons, Elaz v'Samor, to bring a mincha, to bring bring a korban, and he told them to eat it in a holy place. And instead of eating it, it was burned. And so it says that Moshe Rabbeinu became upset, and So Moshe Rabbeinu says, why didn't you eat the goat that you were supposed to bring? In other words, the goat was brought for this, the Mechir of Yosef. The Egel was brought for Degel Azov. In other words, he's saying that these korbanos are brought for particular, specific atonement purposes, and if it's not done properly, it has no effect for atonement. So Moshe confronted Elazar and Isamor, and he rebuked them. He says, why didn't you eat it the way you were told to? So who did he really want to speak to? He wanted to tell off to Aaron HaKohen, but he didn't want to tell off his older brother. So who did he tell off? He told off his nephews. So it showed you the Derech Eretz that Moshe Rabbeinu had for Aaron HaKohen. Never mind Moshe's position, he deferred to his brother Aaron, but he didn't want to confront him. So instead, he confronted the children, and they didn't answer him. So Aaron answered him. So it says, "Vaydaber Aaron and Moshe, Heina Yom Ekrivas Chatosan V'Solosan Lifnei Adonai, Vatikrena Osi Kuele V'Achalti Chatosan Yom Eitav Bein Adonai, V'Ishma Moshe Avita Beinav." So he said, Aaron said, I lost my two children. We're all in Aninus. Should I really be eating of this, the Korbanos Baninus? And he didn't even say that I lost my sons. He said, Korasalai, these matters happened to me. So it says, Vayishma Moshe Vitavenov, it was good in the eyes of Moshe. So you see, Aaron's children didn't answer Moshe. They're Derech Eretz. The Moshe, the Gadol Ador, the Mashiach Hashem, he was silent. They took it. So there's a story related about the about in Chassidus about the Chadushi Arim, brought down, I think, in the introduction of one of those books. But anyway, once he slept late, he was studying up the whole night, and his Zayde came over to him and he said, and he was late for Minyan, he came by Hodu or whatever it was. He said, well, why'd you come late? What was wrong with you? You should be on time. And he gave him a whole Musar. He didn't answer him. Says Chavrusa said, I saw you walk in at 5 in the morning when I was getting up. That's when you finally left the Beis Medrash. Why don't you just tell your Zayde you were up all night? So he told him you're up all night. So he said, and miss an opportunity to get Musar from my Zayde? He says, never. He says, Baruch Hashem. So you see how the proper way for the Jewish people to be, not to be bulvans, not to be domineering, not to fight, to make vikuchim, arguments, one from the other to the first. It shows you that the proper derech eretz that we have to have, even if you're a leader, the derech eretz you have to have for others, and certainly if you're not the leader, the derech eretz you have to have for those above you, that you want to learn from what they're telling you, but there's a way to answer them. Right? Aaron answered Moshe. Aaron didn't let his sons answer, he answered him. And Moshe was maskim. So you see, there's a whole way, a whole approach that we have in Yadus to be able to straighten out things that are not necessarily so clear or so appropriate at first blush. And leaders have to be able to say chatasi, and subordinates have to be able to say why they did what they did. But in the end, what came about was shalom. In the end, what came about was a clarification of the halacha and a sanctification of God's name by the actions of people, not just through the korbanos, but by the actions of one Jew to another, can bring the gula l'olam.